the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Why you always lying? It is the Tobin and Leroy Show back here on 560 WQAM. We got Leroy, Figgy, Brittany, and Jimmy in the background. Just popping his head out there. We give you your last hour of silly sauce right here on 560 WQAM, streaming live on Miami 560 WQAM, YouTube, and Twitch. Let us start this final hour with a quick headlines. And of course, these headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Kia. You can choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sporty, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. As you know, football returns today. It is the Pro Football Hall of Fame game that is 8 p.m. on NBC. It takes place between the Detroit Lions and the Los Angeles Chargers. They will also be inducting the 2025 class, which includes Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, and Eric Allen. A little bit later this hour, we'll be doing some Hall of Fame trivia, and we will also be reviewing next year's eligible class, 2026, to see how many players I recognize, you guys recognize, that truly make me feel old. Other than that, we still have our eye out. You guys haven't gotten any word, right? I haven't missed anything in regards to the Marlins making any trades, right? Nothing, right?
I haven't got anything.
Silence. Now. Crickets.
Good. So no news yet. Marlins just finished the two games in a row, I should say, shutout of the Cardinals to take that series and prepare for a series against the Yankees tomorrow. 6 p.m. is the trade deadline. According to Will Salmon, which I'm probably pronouncing incorrectly, it's S-A-M-M-O-N. Simone?
Salmon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Salmon. He says the fact that they're 3 under .500 hasn't changed their approach. So maybe they'll still be aggressive. We will keep our eye out.
But they're not going to be aggressive.
I don't think so either. I think they got something going.
The Seattle Mariners were aggressive. They just traded for a guy that's had 36 home runs. Okay? Anything that the Marlins would trade for is going to be prospects or, you know, they're going to cut salary by getting trades with Sandy. So, like, while it's all an impressive story and everybody, they're not there yet. They're not there. We all know they're not there, even though you want to think that. Not even close yet.
We'll keep an eye out for that. The Miami Heat at the center of arguably the biggest memorabilia heist in sports history. Details are going to continue to roll out there. And, of course, your boy, Mr. Lionel Messi himself, with a brace of assists yesterday, helped lead Inter Miami pass Atlas, which was the top-ranked team in the Mexican League that they're facing in the League's Cup. It was in the 96th minute that Messi was able to get that last assist in for the game-winning goal. And afterwards, they had to review it for a little bit to make sure it wasn't offsides. But afterwards, Messi made sure that he let that guy know, "You're bleeping with the GOAT." I never really see Messi get in people's faces like that. You usually don't see the greatest, you know, like the LeBrons, the Messis of the world, Tom Brady. Very rarely do you get into like a back and forth with anyone because it's right. Like, you know who I am. But no, Messi made sure he let that that Mexican midfielder know, messing with the GOAT, buddy. So they have an opportunity to get back in action 2 days from now. They'll be taking on, I don't know, another Mexican team. I have it written down somewhere, but you get it. What do you think of these stats since he has joined Inter Miami since 66 games ago? 66 games, he's put up 56 goals, 29 assists, and two trophies. So overall, 85 goal contributions. What do you think? Not enough. I agree.
Are you kidding me?
No, that, no.
Like, he is probably one of the most prolific scorers in soccer history. Right?
Yeah.
And he's done it in every, on every platform, whether it's World Cup, whether it's the Champions League. Well, he's done it at every level. Nobody stopped Messi from scoring. So to say he's here, and also listen, just a little FYI, MLS. I know you paid a lot of money to get Messi to come over here, and I know you feel slighted that he didn't go to the All-Star game. But come on, stop suspending him.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, policies. No one's above the rules, Leroy. Right. What is this team? Steven is saying the team is Necaxa. There's no Hispanic way of saying that.
I'm
right?
more than sure that's not how you pronounce it.
Necaxa. You know, whatever you want to do, it does not get better.
Well, like, you should just skip up already.
Necaxa. Necaxica. Whatever, man. We're going to win anyway because we have Messi. Now, enough of the chit-chat. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting for. You know what? I'll give us an opportunity to stay on clock. We'll be good today. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. And Brittany is going to hit us with two lies, one truth.
Oh, as we somebody said, just say next.
Next. All right. Well, look, next is next. How about that?
Chicken, check yourself before you next yourself.
Oh, we got remixes going on. All right. When we come back, why you always lying? Britney edition.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final hour here on the program. We got some cafecito in J-Fig's life. That means Terry has made her way around, I'm assuming.
Terry did show up with the goods.
Terry's brother.
That girl.
Is a tattoo artist that will be doing my first tattoo.
Really?
Really? You don't have tattoos?
I have zero tattoos, except for the one on my lower back that I lost a bet and had to get.
Liar.
You got a tramp stamp. How do frogs have a tramp stamp?
Wait, so you don't have zero? Why are you? Wait, so you don't have zero tattoos?
No, I don't. I made that up. So, I don't have any tattoos.
I thought I was supposed to be lying this segment, not you.
I'm just making sure I'm getting everybody ready for what we're about to play. The Britney edition of Why You Always Lying.
Oh my God.
She will give us two truths. No, two lies. One truth. Yes. Yesterday she was very good. I believed all three things that she said, to be honest. But today I'm on to you. I know you have a tell when you lie.
Really?
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Your fake tooth starts to wiggle.
No, I think she's a damn professional. That's why it's so scary.
No, her fake tooth wiggles when she lies.
Fake tooth wiggles.
All right. So Brittany, the floor is yours. Please give us our three.
Okay. Let's go. So I started this segment with 50 Cent because for a reason. And it's because one of my statements is I had a really weird obsession with 50 Cent when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. All right. 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. You were 25 now, born in 2000.
So I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Your 5th and 6th years of life were filled with some events. You got teeth knocked in. You were in the 50 Cent.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
I was very vengeful. Things went, I peaked when I was 5 or 6. Things have gone downhill since.
Okay. All right.
So essentially, you saw 50 Cent take 9 shots, and you're like, let me see if I can take.
No, it actually is much worse than that. But let me go through my statements, and then you guys can ask me questions and my obsession about 50 Cent.
Perfect. Perfect.
I failed my driving test 3 times before passing.
Okay. Okay.
And I have met Taylor Swift before.
Instant lie.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one. Okay. All right. So
you had an obsession with 50 Cent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You
failed your driver test.
Failed driver's test 3 times.
Yes.
And you met Taylor Swift.
Yes. Brittany, you would have told me this at one point. Would I have talked about Taylor Swift?
Would I have told you this?
Yeah.
So, would she have mentioned this?
Would have?
So, when we were talking about Taylor Swift, you could have easily said it.
We've talked about Taylor Swift before?
Several times.
All right. Okay. So, look, let's break down
Brittany
those statements.
Brittany does not care about our conversations.
Although I may be a good liar, but I have a bad memory. So.
Oh, maybe she's lying about that.
She's lying because yesterday's just pretty descriptive.
Well, I was. So, okay. I'm not going to give up too much information. I didn't let you ask me questions on this one.
For the first one, that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how many already? Wait. There was 3 or set already?
Yeah, I said 3, yeah. My obsession with 50 Cent when I was like 6 years old. I failed my driving test 3 times before passing it. And I have met Taylor Swift before.
Got it.
All right, so only one of those statements is true. 2 of them are a lie. Mm-hmm. Addressing the first one, the 50 Cent one. Now, just giving my own personal experience on this, my wife, who is slightly older than you, she is 6 years older than you, probably around that same time had an obsession. 6 years she's an old hag. I'll let her know that you guys said that. Not a problem. Listen, your words, not mine. Your words, not mine.
Don't be putting words in my mouth.
I think a lot of America, it's especially young girls, may have been a bit obsessed with Mr. Curtis Jackson at that time. I know a lot of guys who were obsessed with Curtis Jackson at that time. A lot of guys that wore bulletproof vests that were never, never in harm's way. A lot of guys that wore do-rags that probably shouldn't have. I played his video game. So 50 Cent was all the rage back then, long story short. No matter if you were 5 or 6, Marcos, or 10 or 11.
At? Yeah, what are you getting at here? Do you think that's the truth?
I think it's totally normal. I think that one doesn't shock me at all.
Okay, hold on. What was your favorite song from him, and what made you so obsessed
so
with
it
this
wasn't,
man?
So there you go, JFig. Here's the story. It wasn't necessarily a song, which, I mean, I did love 50 Cent. My mom used to play 50 Cent all the time in the car because, per my request, Candy Shop was my personal favorite. I've come to learn the true definition of Candy Shop. It is really disturbing that a 6-year-old was singing that song, but I was.
Fair enough.
But my brother is 4 years older than me, and so that would put him at like 10 years old. And my parents got him the 50 Cent album that he had, like, you know, the wires wrapped. He was shirtless, had the wires wrapped around him.
Yeah. Massacre,
and
I want to say.
I don't remember the name, so sorry.
If you were a big fan, you would know the name, huh?
Exactly.
She was six, though.
My brother had that album.
Big fan.
He had the CD, and I stole it, and I hid it in my princess toy kitchen, and my parents found it, and were like, Brittany, why do you have this in here? So
and you're like, wow, he's in the candy shop.
I don't think it was that innocent, but sure, yeah.
All right, okay, all right.
You
so that's
a
50 Cent
player.
Did I have a CD? Yeah, I did not. I had a princess CD player with headphones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even steal the CD. I only stole the album.
Oh, the album.
Because my brother had one of those stereos that, like, you could put multiple CDs and then it would, like, so the CD was in there. Yeah. It was purely based off of the fact that man was shirtless. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was like,
that's interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting indeed.
Mm-hmm. So you were very attractive. Sorry.
Sure.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's move on to the Taylor Swift debacle.
Wow. So
you're not going to ask me about my failing 3 times? Okay.
I'll get to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
So I met her in New York, where she is, where her residence is. I went to New York when I was 14. Okay, she still lives there.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
On Cornelia Street?
Not on Cornelia Street. Oh, okay. She didn't even live at on Cornelia Street at this time, I don't think. Actually, I have no idea, respectfully. I went to New York when I was 14, and I was with my cousins, and my cousin was a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I was a huge Harry Styles fan, and if you know anything about Harry Styles and her in 2014, they dated. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely despised Taylor Swift. And I would say I use the words, I will use the word I met her very loosely, because we were walking down the street and we saw like all this commotion and she was leaving a studio. And so we stood there. We didn't know who was coming out. She comes out. My cousin's freaking out, whatever. She comes up to my cousin. She says hello. And I literally just sat there like this because I hated her so much. So it's, I don't tell the story often because it's so embarrassing to me that I was in the presence of such greatness. And I was hating. And I was such a hater. I hated her. Like, my Tumblr was filled with just hate about her. I did not like her. I despised her. Harry Styles was the love of my life. I thought he should be with me, not with Taylor Swift. So I use it very, very loosely that I met her, but I did. Well, I was in her presence, if you will.
So that's definitely the lie.
Why?
That's what you think. Because
number one, it's loosely said. Also,
I met her. She said hello to us.
How old were you again?
I was 14.
14 years old.
That's the closest I've been to meeting Taylor Swift.
And he failed miserably, by the way, Brittany.
Ooh.
Oh,
failed miserably.
You know who that is?
Yes, that's her guitarist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's who you know. That's who you recognize.
Yeah,
that's
I know Paul. Mm-hmm. So,
first name basis.
Wow. I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan now. I even have a tattoo with lyrics that I did not
But
like
here's the funny part.
Switched
he
up.
He asked me to go and ride with him on the bus.
And I said, why didn't
you? Leroy.
Leroy!
Leroy, were you angsty 14-year-old girl who loved Harry Styles too and just didn't want to be in Taylor Swift's presence?
That's what it was.
No, it was last year.
Oh.
What was
it was last year. It was like she was on tour and she was going to be here,
Leroy.
By the way.
Leroy. Yeah. Leroy.
Yeah.
So we went down to eat. Me and Bernie went with Paul. We ate lunch, and Bernie was going to the concert, and he was like, "Hey, why don't you just, you know, come?" And I'm like, "No, I had too many people that would kick my tail for not."
No, the thing is
them.
That he said no because his daughter wouldn't have a way to get there or whatever.
I mean, that's
and
you
said,
know what? You're
I
a good father.
I could have taken her. I could have taken her
called,
up,
you called,
okay?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, okay? Everybody after the fact seems understanding, right? I hate when a situation plays out and you do it a certain way and they say, no.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20. I get you.
No.
I get you. But you should have gone.
No, well, because like, here's the other thing. It was 3:30. They were getting on a bus at 4 because we ate lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get back until 12. Now, look, as much as I love Taylor Swift and Paul and how much of a great show she puts on or whatever, me being sitting on behind a stage for 8 hours ain't me.
This was also his attempt trying to get us tickets.
It was generational. It was a generational thing that
yes,
you missed out on.
I
and
did.
So I, yeah.
No, I did. He didn't have any. Because they, you know, he had already given them out.
Anyway,
he had his high school
Brittany.
Teacher there. And
it's fine, Leroy. I saw Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour, so, you know, I'm not upset.
Okay, but you didn't meet her.
Mm.
Yeah, but I did.
He did.
But I did meet
oh,
her.
Oh, according to the story. Oh!
What lie did you guys catch me in there? Because I'm confused. You said, but you didn't meet her. And I said,
right,
but I did.
So,
okay, wait. So now we're going to go to the driving. Wait. When you were 14, what kind of hair did she have?
She had the bob. It was like 1989 era. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't think so. That's not what I'm seeing here.
You can't ask a Swifty question.
Here. I don't know if this is a bob. I'm going to look up what a bob is. I see a ponytail action right here.
Right here
I'm looking
dude.
Up.
Right
I put
here,
Harry
right
Styles, Taylor Swift, 2014. I don't know. This is good. This is good information. That was a good question. That was a good question on the way.
All right. Here. Well, because wait. Let me just explain.
It was like it was like they weren't dating at the time. It was a very short stint that they had. It was like just in 2014.
Jennifer almost gets offended if you know more crap about Taylor Swift than her.
That's not
so
true.
The fact that she was trying to break it down. Oh, you met her? What kind of hair was she wearing? What
kind of hair was she having?
And you notice how she
what was she wearing?
You know how she didn't, she noticed how I got it right? Nail on the head.
Mm-mm.
Nope. I looked it up. That. There's a ponytail.
Now let's get to your story. Oh no, let's get to this other.
Yes, three times you said.
You failed the test three times.
I sure did.
Why? Because you couldn't drive?
Maybe I couldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Did
you do all the classes and stuff?
Yeah. So I had to. So in South Carolina, you get your driver's license. You can get your restricted permit at 15. So you have to take a driving course, which you spend 12 hours in like a class, and they teach you things, and then you take driving lessons. So you do like four, I think it's like a total of 8 hours or something like that. So I did that, and my parents didn't want to pay the extra money for me to take the test with the driving school.
So and, you got Timo driving lessons.
Yeah. They didn't want to pay the extra money for me to get to take the test with them instead of with the DMV.
Okay.
So when you take it with the driving school, they automatically pass you. You don't have to worry. Like they really, it's a backdoor deal kind of situation.
So they figured if you could pass it with them, then you could pass it with the DMV for free.
Yeah, they had a lot of faith in my driving ability, which clearly they shouldn't have because I failed three times. The first time I failed was because they do a 3-point turn. But here's a catch. With the DMV, they don't take you to like a street that has, I don't know what you want to call that, like that has sides. It's just grass on the sides. So I did a 3-point turn and I got a little bit on the grass, automatic fail. That's crap. That's such crap.
I've seen that though, where they're like super strict on some dumb rules.
It's so ridiculous. Like, who cares if you hit the grass on a 3-point turn? No officer's gonna put. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me.
You touched grass.
Mm. You touched the grass. So whatever. That made me upset.
And in the most cases, there's a curb there, and your butt would be like ripping the hubcap off.
Exactly, but there wasn't a curb. And so then apparently, right, if you do a 3-point turn, you can do a 4-point turn. That's not an automatic fail. Just points off. Yep. Ridiculous.
What year did you end up?
So that's one time.
This.
So you failed for hitting
grass. It was 2015. Yeah, I was 15 years old. I said that.
Gross.
Anyways.
Okay. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that was the first one.
So that was the first time. The next two times, I failed because I hit the barricade when I was parallel parking, which is also crap. Because why are we still testing for parallel parking? Not even Miami do they test for parallel parking, where you actually have to parallel park. I never had to parallel park in South Carolina. You park in the grass most of the time. Let's be honest with ourselves here. And so I hit the barricade very lightly. Oh. I failed.
So if they said park in the grass, you would have passed on the first try.
Exactly.
Evidently, you're a grass driver.
You're catching my drift.
You're a grass driver.
You're catching my drift.
I don't know.
So then
I have seen her drive. It is pretty bad.
So then after that, after the three fails, my parents said, okay, we're going to just pay the driving school. And they paid the driving school and I passed.
What year did you pass?
Oh, so you never actually passed
never
the
really
test
actually
for DMV.
Passed.
No.
You passed the test with a friend of the DMV.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So you.
This is what I've learned today about Brittany. She didn't earn any of her memorabilia. This has all been given to her or gifted to her, and she didn't earn her driver's license as well. I'm not sure what's going on.
So,
all right.
What year did you pass?
Time now to make a decision.
I passed in 2015. It's you get two. You can't take the test. It's like 2 weeks between each test. So you fail once and you have to wait 2 weeks, and you fail again, you'd wait 2 weeks. And then I was really mad because I started.
You passed when you were like 18.
No, I didn't. I was 15. It was my sophomore year of high school. And I was so excited because I was like, my parents got me a car and everything, you guys. Like, I was ready to go.
What car?
It was a Kia Soul.
What color?
It was white.
Like, the rats.
It was a Kia Soul. It was white. It was brand new. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, my first day of school. I'm going to pull up in my brand new Kia Soul. I'm so excited. And then I failed twice and I couldn't start till like a month. I couldn't start driving to school till like a month later.
But
I failed my first test.
A month later, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
I passed
weeks,
my first test because when I made a right-hand turn one time, I damn near donutted because I was going too fast.
Yeah,
the guy doing the test He was matching them.
I had to pass my father's exam before I even got to the DMV.
He was on. He's like, "Whoa, stop sign!" I'm like, "The light's green." He goes, "But he said you're gonna hit this turn at 45." I'm like, "Yep."
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have the three statements.
Those are my stories. Yeah. And I'm
our follow-up questions. Just to remind everybody,
did the car have a spare tire?
I don't know.
Should have found out. That's why you didn't pass.
Well, I'm such a good driver that my wheel didn't pop, so I didn't have to worry about if there was a spare tire or not. Thank you.
Mm. How many wheels did your car have?
Good of a driver.
No, it was the DMV's fault. It was not my fault. I'm an excellent driver. Excellent driver. Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Make you drive for me outside.
I will drive for you. Don't you fret.
All right. So
three statements on the board. We have obsession with 50 Cent, met Taylor Swift, failed the driver's test three times. Figgy, I'll give you the opportunity to go first. Which
you know
one
Figgy
do you
don't
think
want? Nobody else did say they met Taylor Swift, so she going with Taylor Swift.
I don't know why you never say know. That. That's not know. True. I think the truth is the whole 50 Cent obsession.
Okay, 50 Cent obsession. And Leroy, which one do you think is the truth?
South Carolina. I'm guessing that you went to...
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Intangible school. Yeah.
Facts, I did.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say the truth is failing the driver's test three times.
Okay.
All right. So we have
also,
the driver's
what's
test
questionable
in 50
is that she also, I'm trying to remember what year she said she moved over here. So, you know, timelines, a little questionable.
Understandable now. For me, my
face,
thought process.
It's just because you're so wrong.
My thought process.
Okay. Yesterday we were very fixated on something that became the truth. So
not to let you down gently. She just hit you over the head with some bricks. No,
we'll see about that in a couple seconds.
So I do think that she stole her brother's CD, but I don't think she was obsessed with 50 Cent. I just think that was a portion of it, and she built something around that. The other thing about meeting Taylor Swift, the odds of meeting Taylor Swift and Harry Styles as they exited the studio.
It wasn't okay. No, see, that's where your story. That's where you're lying because that's not the story.
Listen, I'm just regurgitating what was told to me. And you failing a driver's test. I've seen you drive, so I can believe
you. Have you actually seen her drive?
No, liar.
In spirit,
I can easily spot your lies.
So you think that I failed the driving test twice?
I totally do. Okay. But
I mean, sorry,
could have been two or four times. We never know. Or maybe you just passed it right there once.
J-Fig picks 50 Cent, so I'm gonna pick Taylor Swift. No way you met Taylor Swift. She's not just walking out of the studio.
No, you have to say the one truth. There's only one truth.
You're picking the one truth.
Oh, I apologize. That one's a lie. That one is the other one. 50 Cent one, I think, is an embellishment, and I think the truth is that you failed your driving test three times.
Okay, so you are in agreement with Leroy. Yes. First lie revealed. Okay, the first lie revealed is that I did not meet Taylor Swift.
I know that.
Wait, have you ever met somebody to get that excited over a lie?
I knew that.
She's in the kitchen standing up.
I knew it.
I didn't. I wish. Oh my gosh, I would never shut up about
like
it.
Barbershop.
Who would be that angry about that?
I would never shut up about it if I met Taylor Swift. So that is a lie. Now the two left. I hate to bring you.
First of all, I don't see you kicking 50 Cent in South Carolina.
Well, I wasn't living in South Carolina at the time, Leroy. I wasn't. Remember, I was born here.
You see how timelines shift here?
Oh my goodness!
I moved to South Carolina when I was 9 years. When I was 8 years old. So I was six or seven when my 50 Cent obsession was going on. There's no timeline problems here. Thank you. Okay?
All right. So what is now, what is the truthful statement?
I failed my driving test twice, not three times.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. But wait a minute.
So you're saying I was right? Wait, who's right here?
Yeah, you were right, JFig. You were right.
Figgy was right with the 50 Cent.
Let's go.
All right,
technicality.
I gotta tell you, you bumping 50 Cent in South Carolina seems like
I wasn't. I was living here.
MIA.
Okay. All right.
My parents and are Cuban. Also, my dad grew up in Kansas
City.
So
with me, I got my learner's permit because, you know, I live in the South.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit crazy there. So you can get your learner's permit when you're 14.
Hmm. Well, you can also drink with a daiquiri in your hand. So that place is crazy.
It is.
It is crazy.
With that being said, wonderful job by you, Brittany.
Thank
again.
You,
wonderful
it.
Job.
Thank you. Thank
wonderful
you.
Job.
It's the damn story. It's the, like, first of all, these stories. Now, I would like to add to this. Like, failing the driver says two times versus three times. Technically, that's not. I mean,
it was a lie, though. I feel
wait,
twice.
So it's a lie.
Which one was a lie? The grass
like,
part
like,
or the.
That's
the
like
one.
Saying.
No,
that's
I
like
barricade
saying,
or so whatever you said.
I'm 6'1.
So the first. That's still a lie.
Yeah.
So the first. Yeah, I know. The first.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
So hurtful. Why is it hurtful? Like, between the two of you. Like, between what you just did and her celebrating the fact that you never met Taylor Swift, it's like, wow.
I'm not and celebrating. I'm just celebrating the fact that I knew.
The first right? time. I failed the first time because of the three-point turn, and I failed the second time because I hit the barricade. That's it. So I never failed the third
grass.
Time. But my parents were like, okay, we're done having you go to the DMV. You're going to go to the
you
school.
You know what? We actually should have known by the way you told the story, but we didn't figure out the numbers because you told the story you failed twice and then went back to the other school.
No, I said I failed three times and I hit the barricade twice.
Oh, okay.
We should have known when you got lazy with your reasons as to why you failed that you're like, oh, and I hit the barricade twice. You're just like, let's just double that.
I was trying to think of what another automatic fail was, and there's only two, and it's the 3-point turn one and the barricades.
So I passed mine the first time around, but they took off a couple points for this one reason. She said that when we got to the stop sign, that I didn't look to my right, and I was like, honey, I have big eyes.
Honey.
I can go like this, and I can see.
Oh, but
my
when
right,
I say you got
my
big
left,
eyes, you say I'm making
front.
Fun.
And the back.
So anyway, I have a question.
I was like, I definitely
if
saw
you
it.
Pull,
like, no, you have to
you
turn your
up,
head fully.
If you pull up to a road, right, and it's only going, you can only make a right-hand turn. Or you don't have to look right. It's just like, do you have to turn your signal on right-hand turn when there's a big-ass arrow that says right turn only?
I still do.
You know, there are some dumb rules. One time, a cop had his lights on. He had no one pulled over, though. He just was on the side of the highway. He probably had already completed it. And because I didn't slow down and get to my left lane, he pulled me over. Like, I wasn't speeding. I didn't do anything crazy. It's just, he was on the side of the road, and I didn't change lanes. So, therefore, I don't know. Sometimes these laws are
no,
just like,
the,
I don't...
No, the rules of driving for the driving test are so stupid.
So crazy. Really
no one, like, you're
that.
Never... Who cares if you did a 5-point turn? Why
I
do you care?
Know, can I ask you a question, Brittany?
What's up?
Right? You talk about your driving experiences. I talk about mine. Jennifer talks about it. Has anybody that drives the 826 experienced that? Because I swear, how did they pass?
Yeah, that's fair. That's
how
fair.
Did anybody driving on the 826 pass a driving test?
I don't know.
Always, if you look in a car when you're on the 826 or you get down by the Golden Glades or you get down by the Gratney and the 826, when you get near there, if you look at the car next to you, everybody that drives down there look like they don't know where the hell they're going.
It's true. I don't know where people in Miami. They need to go get their driver's license from South Carolina because I'm an excellent driver.
Well,
what? I literally had to learn from my father how to read streets, how to get somewhere without a GPS. He made me parallel park in between his big truck and a small little cone.
What? I guess
like,
he's giving,
he made me go through it before I even got to the DMV.
My uncle taught me how to drive my grandfather the hard way. Because I had my learner's permit. He said, one Sunday he called me because he liked to drink. He said, hey, go get my keys. You know how to drive, right? I said, yeah, I have my learner's permit. He said, it's an ID? He said, close enough. Go get them keys and come get me. I'm like, I don't know how to get where you are.
That worked out fine.
Because it's different. Like, tell me if you haven't experienced this. The first time you drive by yourself, it's so much different than when you are a passenger. Because when you're a passenger, you realize everywhere you are. When you're a driver, it's like you get lost all the time when you first start driving.
I never got lost.
Yeah, focusing on cars and other things that could potentially happen. As a passenger princess, you're just making sure
that... Mr. Jukebox. I taught myself how to drive. I steal my mom's car and take it around the block.
Okay. There you go, guys. That's our advice.
Why don't you pass some of your driving expertise to everybody else in
Southwest? There's so much hostility.
Yeah. That's the way we like to end the show here on the Tom Lee Ward Show. It's a bunch of aggressiveness.
So I know. It started aggression. With Jennifer.
It's true.
What did I do? Like,
because you sound like you were in a barbershop. You ain't never met no Martin Luther the King. You ain't meet no Taylor Swift. You ain't. I would have heard of it.
You're so fixated on this. Because you know what? Back in the day, Taylor Swift would literally go and cover herself with an umbrella or boxes and stuff like that. So you don't. You. She wasn't waving to people either.
Fair.
You don't know what Tay Tay was doing.
You don't know what Tay Tay was doing.
2014.
Well, you know what? Apparently I did.
No.
Weren't you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Brittany on finally being able to open up about herself on the radio. She's done a fantastic job these past 2 days. Unfortunately, she won't be joining us tomorrow, but she will be in a lot next week. So
who we got? The angry old man?
Tomorrow we have Vlad the Inhaler, who's gonna be holding things down in the studio.
Can we send him a care package or something? He came in hot last. The other day.
I did hear that he came in a little hot. We'll see if we can cool him down. Maybe some NFL football will make him feel good. We have Hall of Fame game tonight.
Guess how many minutes you think you can make through it?
That
could,
oh, man.
You know what? It should be punishment to make you watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Beginning to end. Yeah, that's rough.
From beginning to end.
And it's like, even if it was a Dolphins game, it'd be hard for me to watch beginning to end. But the fact that there's no sort of involvement on my end as far as a fan... That's going to be rough.
That was the first time I played in a Browns uniform.
Yeah.
So I was fired up.
For sure. And you know, a couple people are going to feel that way. So it's probably worth a watch for the first 2-3 series or maybe like that. 4 series. We'll give both offenses 2 series. How about that? With that being said.
Who's playing in it? It's
Chargers and Lions.
Chargers and Lions?
Jim Harbaugh and Dan Campbell. You know they're going to put some...
So Herbert's not even playing.
I mean, these people
are crazy. Because you know who's starting? Trey Lance.
Okay, but again, Jim Harbaugh and Dan Campbell happen to be two of the most craziest, physically tough, you know, running down your throat kind of coaches. So there's a chance, hey, you know, maybe somebody will get some playing time. But you never know.
I wish you could see this. Jimmy has not stopped pacing back and forth in the hallway. He's freaking out.
He is freaking out. Because we have to combine breaks now to go to his show.
He's
so we're probably going to have
nervous.
9 minutes.
Like, chill. It's 51.
All right. He's giving me a third person anxiety. So let's get out of here. Tomorrow you can catch us same time, same place, 10 to 2. Thank you, Brittany, Figgy. Always a pleasure. Leroy, love you, buddy. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton?
the real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks, the three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.